From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting there were more pro-regime rallies Thursday in Iran following nearly a week of anti-government protests that left more than 20 dead. Iran's Revolutionary Guards were deployed Wednesday to quell further unrest and end what its commander called this sedition. The leader of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, said the protests have been contained, the unrest is minor. But Iranian Nobel Peace Laureate Shirin Ebadi called on the Iranian people to press on with the protests. In a Wednesday tweet, President Donald Trump spoke of his respect for the people as they try to take back, in his words, their corrupt government. Vice President Mike Pence, in a VOA interview Wednesday, said the U.S. backed the protesters and their aspirations.
My hope is that the people who are taking to the streets in Iran know that under President Donald Trump, they are not alone, that the American people stand with them, and that they will just continue to show the courage of their convictions and reach out and embrace a free and democratic future, that America and the world will be with them.
Iran's U.N. ambassador accused Pence and Mr. Trump of crossing every limit by expressing support for the protesters and interfering in a gross way in Iran's internal affairs. Israel is preparing to deport tens of thousands of illegal African migrants, mostly from Eritrea and Sudan, who have until the end of March to leave. Tamara Newman of the Hotline for Refugees and Migrants said the plan is inappropriate for a democracy that signed the U.N. Refugee Convention.
The government is telling asylum seekers now that they have two options before them, to be deported to Rwanda or to enter detention for an indefinite period. This is not a real choice. All of our research shows that those who have been deported to Rwanda's lives have been seriously in danger.
The plan offers migrants airfare to go home or to a third country. This is VOA News. The White House Wednesday defended President Trump's tweet late Tuesday that the U.S. has a bigger and more powerful nuclear button than that of North Korea. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
I think the president and the people of this country should be concerned about the mental fitness of the leader of North Korea. He's made repeated threats. He's tested missiles time and time again for years. And this is a president who's not going to cower down and is not going to be weak and is going to make sure that he does what he's promised to do, and that's stand up and protect the American people.
In that VOA interview, Vice President Pence said global sanctions over the North's nuclear missile programs are having an effect.
We're now literally beginning to see some movement among nations in the region. China is doing more than ever before. China needs to do more, but they're doing more than ever before to isolate North Korea economically and diplomatically.
North Korea Wednesday reopened a communications link with South Korea after Seoul proposed high-level talks. On New Year's Day, the North's leader Kim Jong-un said a nuclear button sits on his desk and vowed to mass-produce nuclear warheads. The leaders of Poland and Hungary have denounced the European Union's migration quota system, insisting it infringes on the sovereignty of member states.
Nem működik az uniónak a bevándorlás politikája.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said the policy isn't working, it has failed. He said it's clear Europeans don't want immigration. The continent was flooded with hundreds of thousands of migrants, mostly from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia, over the past 2 years. Winter storm Eleanor swept across much of Europe Wednesday with violent winds causing transport havoc and cutting power to tens of thousands. The northeast U.S., meanwhile, is bracing for a blizzard following days of Arctic cold. A coastal storm brought rare snowfall to parts of the southeast. Brian Edwards is a forecaster with AccuWeather.
There was even some thunder snow in parts of coastal South Carolina earlier, and it brought a swath of 8 to 15 centimeters of snow for much of the coastal Carolinas.
That system expected to bring up to 30 centimeters of snow to New England into Thursday night, followed by another blast of Arctic air. At least 8 people have reportedly been arrested following a series of attacks in eastern Benue State in Nigeria, blamed on Fulani herdsmen over grazing rights. The herdsmen are suspected of having killed 20 people in coordinated attacks. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 20 people were killed Wednesday in attacks by suspected Russian warplanes on rebel-held Ghouta near Damascus. Several bombs hit residential buildings in Misrata that wounded dozens. U.S. stocks continued a New Year's rally with the S&P 500 index topping 2,700 points for the first time. Meanwhile, U.S. factory activity increased in December to the second highest level in 6 years, while construction spending rose in November. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.